Gary Peacock was born in Idaho, but he grew up in Yakima. And Gary also spent some time here in the Northwest, first as a biology student at the University of Washington in the early 70s, before going on to teach at Seattle's Cornish School of the Arts. And many musicians in the Northwest and beyond got some firsthand schooling from Gary Peacock, and his years in the area gave many of us the opportunity to hear him live at Demetrio's Jazz Alley with artists including Ralph Towner, Michelle Petrucciani, Jimmy Rolls, and Jerry Grinnelli. Here's Gary Peacock and guitarist Ralph Towner on a bit of the tune Flutter Step from 1994. That is Flutter Step with guitarist Ralph Towner and bassist Gary Peacock, who died this past week. And we are taking a look back at his career, and who recorded a dozen albums under his own name and performed and recorded with major jazz figures, most notably 20 albums with Keith Jarrett, included as a member of Jarrett's Standards Trio. Leonard Feather said in Who's Who of Jazz that Gary Peacock was the man who changed the role of the bass in Western music. Drummer Jack Dejanet stated that he admired Peacock's sound choice for notes and, above all, the buoyancy of his playing. And John Demetrio said of Gary Peacock that he was a consummate player who was always open to trying new stuff. He learned a lot about music through Gary, and that he led a full life, did everything he wanted to do, and took care of his family. Gary Peacock's immense musical talents kept him at the epicenter of progressive jazz and creative improvisation for more than seven decades. Here's a 2006 recording with pianist Mark Copeland and drummer Bill Stewart from the New York Trio Recordings, Volume 1. This is Taking a Chance on Love here on 88.5 KNKX. KNKX, we are taking a look back on the life and musical contributions of bassist Gary Peacock. And that was Gary on bass, along with Mark Copeland on piano, Bill Stewart on drums, on Taking a Chance on Love. Gary grew up in the Yakima area, and his earliest musical experiences involved playing piano, trumpet, and drums. After graduating from college in L.A., he was drafted in the Army, and while stationed in Germany, played piano in a jazz trio, but switched over to bass when the group's bassist quit. After being discharged, Peacock remained in Germany. He played with Hans Kohler, Tony Scott, Bud Schenk, and others before returning to L.A., where he established himself as a bass player in sessions with Barney Kessel and Art Pepper, recording with Don Ellis and Claire Fisher. And he also started a musical association with pianist Paul Blay, with whom he would go on to record 9 albums. While in California, Peacock heard the music of Ornette Coleman, and Peacock said of his own playing during that time that he was playing less time, and playing the time felt like a straitjacket. So he began to intentionally play out of time to open it up for the pianist and the drummer. In 1962, he moved to New York, where he played with Roland Kirk, George Russell, Archie Shepp, and others. He joined Bill Evans' trio, which included drummer Paul Motion. And in 1964, he briefly joined Miles Davis' quintet when he was substituting for Ron Carter. That year, he also appeared on Tony Williams' debut album, Lifetime. We've got a little bit of Gary Peacock stretching out on bass from the Mindset album that he recorded with Paul Blay in 1997. This one's called Touching Bass. He spent some time in Japan, and then in 72, he returned to the U.S. and moved here, to Seattle, resumed his musical relationship with Paul Blay, and in 1977, recorded Tales of Another with Keith Jarrett and Jack DeJohnette. Together, they would later be known as the Standards Trio. His solo album, December Poems, followed, which features four solo bass pieces and two duets with saxophonist Jan Garbarek. From 1979 to 1983, Peacock also taught in Seattle at the Cornish School of the Arts. I spoke briefly with bassist and professor of music at Cornish, Chuck Deardorff, about Gary Peacock's approach while he was teaching at Cornish.
It was a very holistic way of just developing the ear rather than just starting in with the mathematics of it. Although, we started with what you hear and how you identify it and how you move things around, which was pretty amazing. And it was how he thought about music. And he was a very deep thinker. He just had his own sound. He had an impeccable time. His time playing was just like so inspiring because it just had this white heat of energy to it, and he could really propel a group as well as his solo playing. So he was definitely an inspiration for me.
Through the 80s and 90s, Gary Peacock released a number of albums under his own name, played and toured extensively with Jarrett and DeJohnette, and performed and recorded with a trio known as Tethered Moon, as well as recordings with Paul Blay, Jan Garbarek, Ralph Towner, and Mark Copeland. In the 2000s, Gary Peacock continued to play and record in the existing trio contexts, as well as with Marilyn Crispell, Lee Konitz, and Bill Frisell, and with a new trio featuring Mark Copeland and Joey Barron. Gary Peacock left the fans of the music an abundant library representing the life of the man, and to be able to celebrate the bass player's deep contribution to the world of jazz. We have been looking back at the life and career of Gary Peacock to honor a bassist who blazed his own path, transforming the way that many bass players approach their instruments, and whose time here in the Northwest was spent as an educator of jazz to other young artists. And you can't complete his musical story without playing a little music with the Standards Trio. Keith Jarrett on piano, Jack DeJohnette on drums, Gary Peacock on bass. From Standards Volume 1, 1983, this is their version of God Bless the Child on 88.5 KNKX.